This space is dedicated primarily to religious themes. Before the early 20th century, religious iconography and church paintings functioned as the most significant forms of artistic expression through which the characteristics of different artistic eras were demonstrated. The oldest paintings in the collection date back to the 18th century. Teodor Dimitrievich Krachun, one of the most well-known painters of the Serbian Baroque movement, significantly influenced the painting from that era. Among the museum's collection is the wooden icon Ascension of Christ, with 12 biblical scenes, which is thought to be Krachun's work. Krachun is regarded as one of the first academic artists in the Serbian art scene. He was educated at the Vienna Academy of the Arts and was especially attached to Sombor because he worked on icons for the iconostasis of the Cathedral Church of St. George, which was later replaced by a newer one by artist Pavle Simic, which is still there today. The 1796 icon, the Virgin Mary with the Baby Christ, the work of the painter Arsenije Vujić, was done on a gold background, which harkens back to Byzantine iconographic painting. The crown on her head, however, is modeled more on Western decorative jewelry of the time, demonstrative of the artistic clash between Eastern and Western art. One of the most beautiful paintings in the collection is the monumental altarpiece Crucifixion of Christ, the work of Czech painter Matija Haniš, a 1794 example of the late Baroque era, who lived and worked in Sombor during this time. Among his better-known works are portraits of the Archbishop-Prefect of Bačko-Bodroška County, which are today housed in Kaloča. On Haniš's crucifixion, we can notice the characteristic Baroque drama, the outward displays of pain and sorrow, and a binary color palette focusing on the contrast between darkness and light, adding emotions of solemnity and pity to this shocking scene. Also housed in the collection is the painted icon of St. George killing the dragon, the work of painter Maria Atanasievich Veselinovich from Osijek, who spent her entire life in Sombor. Educated at the Artistic Academy in Munich, Maria is a rare example of an academically trained female artist from that time. For this fine representation of Romantic era art, she received an award at an 1870 exhibition in Paris. In addition to the paintings owned by the museum, several of the icons on display are on loan from the Orthodox Church municipality of Sombor. It's well known that in 1873, Pavle Simic painted a new iconostasis for the Great Orthodox Church of St. George, replacing the previous one done by Krachun, as well as many icons and portraits during his stay in our city. In our exhibitions, you can see his exceptional works, St. George the Pedestrian Without a Horse, in a piece whose details point to his education at the Academy of the Arts in Vienna in the School of the Nazarenes, representatives of the Romantic artistic movement. The saint's gentle features, which are present in other similar works by Simic, indicate that his daughter Mileva, then a student at the Sombor School for Teachers, possibly posed for these portraits. In its exhibitions of religious iconography and church paintings, the Sombor Museum follows the artistic traditions of the Baroque movement to the later movements of Classicism, Rococo, and finally Romanticism. Gone are the days of following Byzantine models, as these new iconographic descriptions of Eastern Christianity favored a more naturalistic representation of figures and objects, as well as the appearance of landscape backgrounds in icons. On a more recent note, painting done for the church is no longer the work of self-taught traveling painters, but rather by artists academically trained in artistic styles from antiquity and the High Renaissance first and foremost, as well as the Baroque and other European artistic styles. These artists often paint indiscriminately for the needs of Orthodox, Protestant, and Catholic churches, which over time leads to an environment in which images from graphic sheets and illustrated Bibles spread across Europe and religious denominations by way of exchange and sale.